This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by the Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
What are you people? On dope?
It's perfect!
Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet is a communications tool used the world over where people can come together to bitch about movies and share pornography with one another.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. It's circus time. Everybody's back in the circus on a Monday. What a fucking joke this is. Oh, by the way, I am playing this because Ringling Barnum and Bailey Circus closed up.
Well, we knew that was going to happen because they got rid of the animals.
Yeah, they got rid of all the animals. Yeah, the animal activists won. Mm-hmm. They're all happy about that. So, no more of that. So, if you never got to the circus, oh well.
Done. You're screwed.
You're screwed. Can't take your children to the circus anymore.
Then we'll get to see an elephant and live person anymore.
Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend, Renegade Nation. I had a good weekend. I sat in my pool with my balls, my lighted balls.
The rainbow brights?
The rainbows, yeah. Send that out to all the gay people. We have rainbow bulbs, balls now.
Balls. Cool.
Rainbow. Yeah. Hey, don't forget Motor Bunny, Renegade Nation. If you can't get it up anymore and she's fed up with your ass, get MotorBunny.com. Just go to MotorBunny.com and get the damn thing, and she'll be happy, and she will lick your balls as she's getting off. I mean, she'll do something.
She'll be so grateful.
She'll be so grateful. Anyway, Everly Isby will be up tonight. Nicole, noting Nicole, on Wednesday, of course, Free Talk Live. Mr. Skin will be on tomorrow. And the Rhino report.
Ooh.
I think Rhino took off today. I didn't see anything from him. Yeah.
Well, he probably had a nice weekend bender because he has to be nice on the radio.
That's what happens to me. I'm on a bender all weekend.
I know.
No, every night I am.
I was here.
Oh yeah, you were here when I got blasted. Why not? I can blast myself and go in the pool and sit there.
Well, I wanted to see if you were going to look at me and see me as attractive.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
I know.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, you remember that study that they did on the study?
And the study and the study and the more
fucking
studies.
The more you get drunk, the better a man looks to you.
It's just the opposite with me. Okay, that's the end of the circus music. So, Renegade Nation, don't forget MotorBunny.com. I keep on repeating myself, I know. It's been one of those days. Trump's overseas, met with the Egyptians and Saudi Arabia princes.
I think he's offering them a Motor Bunny.
Yeah. And now he's in Israel, and then he's going to see the Poper. And
God.
And then he's going from the Poper to Brussels, which I think Everly's going to be talking about some of this
stuff. You know what's going to be crazy is if he... I mean, how is he going to do with the Pope?
So you mean with the Pope?
I mean, how's he going to be with the Pope? Because he really speaks his mind.
It's going to be interesting. I guess it'll be a private consultation.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be private.
So, Renegade Nation, as you know, we are smart people. But,
no, we're not.
Yeah, we are. Except... I'm just not smart enough sometimes to figure stuff out.
Uh-oh. It's one of these?
It's one of these, yeah. So, this is Newport Richey. Again, this is in...
Florida.
Florida. I'm not even going to mention their names because they got enough abuse by the legal system and the cops and everybody else. But these this husband and wife have been trying to conceive a child for 3 years.
Are they twins?
No. We already talked about that. So they decided to do what everybody does is called artificial insemination. Now, if you had Motor Bunny, you could suck it out of the machine and put, you know.
Oh, God. I know where this is going.
Anyway, so something she had not yet told the family, but now everybody knows, and this is leading into Facebook too.
Uh-oh.
Again, here we go again with the Facebook shit. thanks to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. I didn't want any of this out, she said, but here's what they were doing. The Sheriff's Office wrote on its official Facebook about a recent mishap she had while trying to store sperm in a thermos.
Was it decaffeinated?
With dry ice.
Oh, God.
By forgetting to remove the rubber, rubber O-ring, the container could have exploded with sperm.
Oh, God.
So she called the cops and the non-emergency line to let them know that she had this sperm in a thermos.
Oh, God.
And now, you know what? I always have trouble with this machine.
What?
Now, I thought about this years ago about putting my sperm in a thermos. Have you ever thought about that, Sam?
No, because I'm normal. Honey, what did she do? Did she go up to her husband? Hey, babe, can you please jack off into this two-stage thermos so it'll stay cold?
I thought you might have squirted it out.
Oh, God.
That's what I thought. Well, anyway, so she called the non-emergency line for help on Wednesday, and a deputy and firefighters arrived. All she said, she had sperm in a thermos. Why would the firefighters show up? They wanted
maybe
to see
they
the
wanted to see it, or maybe they wanted to donate.
They wanted to...
What's going on?
So they took the thermos away, Renegade Nation, and they safely opened it.
Wait, what?
They safely opened it. It didn't
what
explode.
What did they expect it to do?
They thought it was up like a bomb, a sperm bomb. She said they were kind and left without telling her nosy neighbors what happened.
Oh, God.
And then the cop told them it was a private matter and blah, blah, blah. So the sheriff's office, she complained, did not. The agency on Thursday posted a short explanation of what happened on its Facebook page using a stock photo of a woman with a disgusted expression.
Do you think that when the firefighters opened that, the sperm said, oh, boy, oh, false alarm.
The post now didn't use their name, but she said there were enough details, her age, location, time of the incident, for reporters and curious citizens to figure out who she was by searching public records. I mean, do you have enough time on your hands to go searching public records about some lady putting sperm in a thermos?
Who would? I mean, maybe, what's her? Now,
Renegade Nation, now it gets worse. If I were living in this fucking town, I'd be gone. Fuck you, yeah, you assholes. See ya, motherfuckers.
So what do they call that? What do they call the kid when it's born? Do they call him Tenny? or Therma?
Therma. I am Therma. My sister Thermos. Well, that night it gets worse, Renegade Nation. This is the reason that you need to stay. I mean, you know what? And this is leading in the Facebook because that's the next segment of the show.
Oh, God.
But here's what happened. And TV news crew shows up.
What?
The TV news crew appeared on her doorstep with a camera, and she spoke to them but declined to identify herself. Why would she even speak to them?
Yeah, why would the news people be interested about a thermos full of sperm?
I would have been screaming that somebody stole my thermos full of sperm.
Yeah, because it takes you forever to get like 1 ounce. I've got sores on my penis from rubbing so much.
Anyway, the sheriff's Facebook post was shared more than 200 times. So this got plastered all over the place. These poor people. I mean, maybe they're not the smartest French fries in the bag, but, you know, they were trying to save the sperm and so she could be artificially inseminated.
Did she milk her husband for this?
I don't know what she's doing.
He's like, babe, I'm tired. You just lay still. I'll do this.
Lay still. I'll do it. What time did you get the thermos at Walmart?
Oh, God. Did you get the 2-for-1 special?
Yeah. The sheriff's office later released this statement. Renegade Nation, as unusual as information contained in the post. I'm sorry. As unusual as the situation was, it was important to provide this type of safety information contained in the post. We always encourage everyone to contact us if they find themselves in a position where they need help.
Well, you know, I still want to, I'm still curious about the fire department. Were they there to give the thermos mouth to mouth?
Breathe. The comments on this Facebook post as usual, unkind. Some wrote that if these people can't follow directions, she shouldn't have a baby. Others made fun of what happened, accused her of wanting money from the county. Others were demeaning. We're not being demeaning. This is the
I am.
No, well, yeah, you can be. But bottom line is, you know, they put what. Why do you have to let this out?
Well, the thing is, let's be honest here. Why couldn't they just go to a doctor's office? He jacks off in a cup. They take the stuff and they put it in. Why does she have to put it in a fucking thermos?
Well, maybe they're just not smart enough.
Obviously.
Obviously.
And then you want to ask why she got in front of the news but didn't want to give her name?
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
She's an idiot. Yeah. Social media has become another tool, Renegade Nation, for law enforcement to announce news and seek info about crimes. This sheriff's office is the most, prolific Bay Area law enforcement agency on social media after posting body camera footage of deputies arresting people and even nightly nightly warnings for folks to lock their doors at 9 p.m.
So they didn't violate this. They didn't arrest the husband for violating the thermos with his semen. I mean, that was a rape of an object.
He's holding the thermos and he's beating off into the thermos. Yeah, and then she closes it up and puts it in dry
ice. They're both in conspiracy. They should both go to jail for defacing a thermos.
In November, some accused the agency of crossing the line when it posted a photo to Facebook and Twitter of a man in handcuffs weeping as deputies held his head back by grabbing his dreadlocks. The post was entitled "Sad Criminal of the Day."
Oh God,
these people are
nuts. Well, you know what? Let me ask you another question about the thermos. Now, if you go to their house and they pull out a thermos for you to drink water out of, what's the first question you're going to ask? Is this new?
Can I smell it and see if it's new?
I'm going to see if there's floaties.
Anyway, Renegade Nation, if anybody hands you a thermos, make sure that...
It wasn't used for ulterior motives. It wasn't
used for ulterior... I have never in my whole entire life... This is what I said in the beginning of this segment, Renegade Nation. We're not smart enough to make this shit up. Can you imagine I'm sitting there going, hey, I think I'll jerk off into a thermos and I'll save it.
Dude, you know what? This is almost like that Jurassic Park where, you know, the guy puts a shit in that, in that Barbasol can. Good Lord. What's wrong with
people? I mean, what is going on, Renegade Nation? You can't even report something to the cops. They put it on Facebook? I mean, the poor lady. You know what? Leave these people alone. Just be, you know, that is ridiculous. I can see if it's a major crime. And she had,
I mean, he didn't dick slap the thermos. I mean, come on. Leave him alone.
Dick slap the thermos. Anyway, we're going to go. Renegade Nation, when we come back, we're going to be talking about Facebook. The Guardian did a, and somehow got internal. Oh, God, I don't want this. Oh, God, I hate this song. Reminds me of somebody else. I can't do that. That's that one. Come on, I. Anyway,
shake your head like
we're going to be talking about Facebook. The Guardian, the newspaper, got inside about their rules and regulations. And it's going to be their protocols. Here we go.
Get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The MotorBunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by The Howard Stern Show, but MotorBunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas. Beverly Isby just walked in with a thermos. She goes, what are you doing tonight, Richie? I need something in this thermos. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's a Monday. Just think Friday, when you get out of the salt mines, you got all the way till Tuesday. It's Memorial Day weekend. You can have a good fucking time. Especially if you have Motor Bunny. Sammy's not saying anything because he's texting his girlfriend.
I'm doing business here.
Oh, you're doing business? Okay. Anyway, welcome to the show, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk. In Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit, this segment is dedicated to Facebook and finding out about their internal rule book on sex, terrorism, and violence. Leaked policies guiding the moderators on what content to allow, are likely to fuel debate about how the social media giants' ethics are. Especially when, I've been kicked off 35 fucking times.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is a good song from the 80s.
Yes.
80s, right?
Why would you give this to Facebook?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna...
Look at them yo-yos. That's
the yo-yos, that's right.
You play the guitar on the MTV.
MTV, what the fuck's that?
I don't know. Motor Transvestites? Village People.
We should go up there. We go to Huntington. We're going to meet in Huntington Beach in 2 weeks, Renegade Nation. We're going to go on the beach and ask people, what does MTV stand for? See if they know.
And I'll probably do my relationship show with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, well, you're going to do it with a bunch of 18-year-old girls walking around their bikinis.
Ooh.
You can do that, too. Anyway, so Renegade Nation, welcome to the show. Yeah, The Guardian did an in-depth review on Facebook's secret rules and guidelines for deciding what its 2 billion users can post on the site, or revealed for the first time. The Guardian did an investigation that will fuel the global debate about the role and the ethics of the social media giant.
Uh-oh.
Now, Renegade Nation, I've been kicked off that fucking thing for 35 times now, and maybe more than that. I lost count because I lost my little notebook. I can't find it. I got kicked off of Instagram because I put up photos of beautiful women's asses. That's all I do. And they're clothed. I've seen naked shit on there.
Oh, yeah.
They have us marked down, Sammy.
I know they do.
They have us on the shit list. And there's quite a few of our followers and listeners that are on that shit list.
I actually forgot to tell you. They did knock me off. And I forgot to tell you this. They knocked me off for 24 hours again.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because I posted on Anthony Weiner.
I see. So Wiener, look at Wiener did Renegade Nation. And so Sammy posts this thing about Wiener, and I did see that, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that to my attention. And it was the picture of the kid and him.
And I put busted on the thing.
Yeah.
I did all that.
Right. So here we go again. So he puts it, this is a reality, man. This is like real. This actually happened. They're trying to cover it up with those demo rats and all that bullshit. And I'm going, man, you know. So you've been kicked. I got kicked off.
I forgot
hours.
To tell you. I'm back on now, but I got kicked off. So here's what happened. I went to go post for one of my friends, and it wouldn't let me post anything.
That's when you did the big gray box pop up.
No, I didn't get a gray box, but I could not post anything, and nothing. And then I asked my friends if they could post on me, and then they could, but I could see everything that they were doing. And then when I went to go answer, no, I couldn't do any of it.
Well, you should have. I'm an expert.
I forgot to talk to you. I swear to God, I forgot.
Anyway, The Guardian has seen more than 100 internal training manuals, spreadsheets, and flowcharts, Renegade Nation, that give unprecedented insight into the blueprints Facebook has used to moderate issues such as violence, hate speech, terrorism, pornography, racism, and self-harm. Now, what you put up about Anthony Weiner had nothing to do with violence, nothing to do with hate speech, nothing to do with terrorism, nothing to do with pornography. Oh, you went a little bit. former U.S. congressman beating off and sending dirty pics out.
Well, can I ask you a question? Yeah. The picture I put up there was with him. You remember, with him in his underwear next to his son?
Yeah, right.
So I'm wondering if they were trying to use that as part of that.
That's what they did.
They probably used that as that was the reason. But,
right.
Hey,
because that picture has been taken down. And I don't know where you got it, but the bottom line is they don't want that posted out there.
Well,
they don't want
it.
Anyway, there are even guidelines on match fixing and cannibalism, Renegade.
Whoa.
The Facebook files give the first view of the codes and the rules that are formulated by the site, which is under huge political pressure in Europe and here in the States. Now, they illustrate difficulties faced by executives scrabbling to react to challenges such as revenge porn, and the challenges for moderators who say they are overwhelmed by the volume of work, which means they often have just 10 seconds to make a decision. But see, you, Sammy, are on the shit list. So when they see your name, they automatically go to you. Now, there's a lot of people on the shit list. I'm proud to be on that
shit
list.
I'm proud of it.
I am proud of being on Facebook shit list. So as soon as you do something, it pops right in their face. Renegade Talk Radio, bang, there you are.
I kid you not, I really did forget to tell you about it, but I did talk to my buddy Banya, and he couldn't get me on. He was like,
right.
Well.
Okay. So they have 10 seconds. So Facebook cannot keep up with this content. So you're just some dickhead out there. You're just some dickhead out there in social world media all over the world. But how come they got you that quickly? Think about it.
Well, they did do it really quick. Yeah, I think within an hour.
Okay, so you have millions of people posting all kind of shit, but you put that pic up and they got you within 10, 15 minutes.
Well,
because you're on the shit list.
How many times have we pulled up somebody's post and they have their nipples covered with a star or that, what is it, electrical tape?
Yeah. And I saw one the other day. I saw one on Instagram, Renegade Nation, with the two girls. They were very, very attractive.
Oh, kissing.
They were actually French kissing.
Yeah.
They were French kissing. And I put up a fucking ass with a fucking thong and I get kicked off. That's why we're on the shit list.
But you know what's so funny? It's like, I laugh. I actually think it's funny. So that makes number four for me.
Okay, so one document says Facebook reviews more than 6.5 million reports a week. Now, that's because you are on that shit list. There's no way that they would have caught you. So
not at all.
You're with me. Isn't it nice?
That's awesome.
Fuck them.
Because we got a surprise for them.
Yeah, the big surprise is coming, Renegade Nation, down the road. You just stand by for that. Using thousands of slides and pictures, Facebook sets out their guidelines that may worry critics who say the service is now a publisher and must do more to remove hateful, hurtful, and violent content. Well, when you get to Sammy's pick of a fucking dickhead, I'm sorry, Anthony Dickhead Winger. You know who published that to begin with, Renegade Nation? Was the New York Times.
Yeah.
It was them.
Well, you know what I think? Since their guidelines that they have, I think they need to fire themselves because that's exactly what they do to people that are on their site.
Exactly.
That's exactly. We got in trouble. Let's repeat this. We got in trouble when you reposted a site that they posted.
I reposted a news article that they posted themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you were off for a week and me, Naughty,
and the whole staff got kicked
Bob
off.
And all these people that are associated with you
got kicked off.
Was kicked off for 24 hours.
That's right, Renegade Nation. I am the king.
You're the king of mayhem.
I'm the king of mayhem. So now listen to this. It gets even better. Yet these blueprints may also alarm free speech advocates concerned about Facebook's de facto role as the world's largest censor.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives them the right to be the censor? We were born with free speech, mofos.
Yep.
We can say and put pictures up. They're the ones that are making $8.5 billion a quarter, and they're worried about some fucking ass or some stupid wiener shit.
Well, you know, I think one other thing I'll tell you that I do agree with, and I hate to say that I'm aligning with Facebook on this, is the child bullying.
Well, we're going to get into that. That's coming up. Now, remarks such as somebody saying someone shoot Trump should be deleted because as head of state, he is in a protected category, but it can be, Renegade Nation, permissible to say this, to snap a bitch's neck, make sure to apply all your pressure to the middle of her throat or fuck off and die because they are not regarded as credible threats.
That's bullshit.
Who is coming up with this shit?
Well, didn't they have like in England or wherever it was, London, where they had the child pornography cartoons?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah,
now, why wasn't that taken off?
Yeah, well, they let the... Well, it gets deeper into this.
God.
Videos of violent deaths. Now, they have had quite a few of that shit.
Yeah.
People committing suicide just recently where that guy murdered the old man on Facebook Live and then
left on for 4 hours
and they couldn't find the guy. Anyway, videos of violent deaths, while marked as disturbing, do not always have to be deleted because they can help create awareness of issues such as mental illness.
Are you serious?
What?
The kids will see this. Oh my God.
They're pushing mental illness.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're doing.
You know what's crazy is, didn't he make a lot of money on that old man dying? Because it was on, had so many views.
Yeah, probably. Because it's all the views and the sponsors get it.
Yeah, and his excuse was that they couldn't, that there was nobody that reported it. I doubted that. I doubted that big time. Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go with the bullying of children. Some photos of non-sexual physical abuse and bullying of children do not have to be deleted or actioned unless there is a sadistic or celebratory element.
No, wrong.
Okay.
How many kids a year, we should look this up, how many kids a year kill themselves?
Well, it's been over reported
bullying.
A lot of that's going
it's
on.
It's been bullying. Yeah, there was 10 years old. What about that stupid ass little cunt, that little girl that pretended that she died?